Over the next several weeks on Tuesday mornings, we have a pretty neat commercial segment here with the Shell Brothers. And Chris Shell is here, Tim Green is here, and I'm happy they're here to talk about Shell Brothers. Here is Chris Shell. Hi, Chris. How are you?
How you doing?
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
I've been in some of your communities. I think Shell Brothers build really cool homes, and that's what we're going to talk about coming up. But first, can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, listeners that aren't familiar about Shell Brothers, just briefly?
Sure.
In some of your communities, maybe.
Yeah, we started the company actually back in 2003, so we managed to have two good years before the market turned south on us.
Yeah.
Actually, though, in reality, I think the tough market has been a blessing to any builders who kind of make it through it, because it's taught us a lot. I mean, you have perfect feedback in a tough market that you don't have in the good market.
Right.
In the good market, we thought everything we were doing was right because everything was working. Now we realize...
And things were selling and moving growing.
So you had no feedback. You'd do a floor plan, it would sell. And the floor plan might be awful, but you didn't know that. So Shell Brothers has been growing ever since, and we now have, I think, about eight or nine active communities.
Okay.
And, you know, building single-family homes, multifamily at our Vineyards project, and now we have, today we're going to be talking about our branch-out division, which is basically building Shell Brothers houses on owners' lots.
Gotcha. I'm excited about that. Let me ask you about the market that you're talking about. How is it today? How would you assess the market today to our listeners?
You know, it's interesting. In the fall, it really looked like it was coming back and we were out of the woods. And then it kind of slowed down again in the winter. And I think we're experiencing a little bit of the results of the expiration of the tax incentive right now. Not necessarily because buyers in our area were all that excited about the tax incentive, because we don't have very many first-time buyers. But people from New Jersey and New York were able to sell their homes because of the tax incentive and move down here.
Right.
And now they can't sell their homes. So I think we're going to have a little lull for a little while in the low to mid-end market, but the high-end market is really picking up. The fear of buying a home has subsided. So that's the good news. That psychology is changing,
right?
Which is benefiting builders.
Is there still this dam against the flood of people that all have their homes for sale in New Jersey and New York and other?
Absolutely.
And it's just there. And when that breaks and they start moving their properties, here they come.
That's pretty accurate. Yes. We probably meet, let's say in all of our communities, we probably meet 40 to 50 new prospects weekly.
Yeah.
And I would say about 30 of them to 35 of them are from New Jersey, all of whom have a house to sell. When we actually meet a customer who doesn't have a house to sell or who has sold their home, that's an ace in the hole right there. And it doesn't happen very often. Right. But so once these people are able to sell their homes, I mean, a lot of people can't afford to live in New Jersey on retirement. They can't afford to pay those high property taxes.
Sure.
So they have to get out.
Well, over the weeks, there's a lot of things I want to ask you about your homes, the homes that you build. I've been in them, and they're very nice. And that's where we are today. We're actually going to talk about this branch out division. Tim Green is here, and this is, I guess, your custom home division or just a... You'll build a Shell Brothers house on our lot, kind of part of your business to talk about it.
Exactly. As Chris had mentioned, we've got eight or nine Shell-branded communities throughout Sussex County. However, not everyone wants, for whatever reason, to live in a Shell community. They may have their own lot.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, they may have a lot down in Rehoboth or Dewey or somewhere that's not in a Shell branded community.
Mm-hmm.
So over the last year, we've been receiving quite a few requests to build a Shell product on their lot.
Does that happen a lot? Like they'll come to the community, oh, this is a beautiful house, but this isn't the right location for me. Or like you said, I already own a piece of property. I wish this house could be on my lot.
It's exactly what happens. So what we've done is we've created this extension of the company, and it's called the Branch Out Division.
Mm-hmm.
And we've selected nine of our most popular and proven homes that we sell throughout those communities. And we offer those to anybody that is interested.
Well, this is a valuable service, I would imagine.
It is. There's three things I want to point out is when you're building a new home, one of the greatest fears is picking a plan online, building the home and then moving in and finding out that that home isn't right for you for whatever reason.
Right.
What we've done it's unintentional, but we have models. And so what we can do is we can bring folks through these models and we can walk them through and they can actually experience exactly how these houses will live. So it really takes away the guessing of whether or not this house or any of our homes would fit the needs of our customer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really helpful in that sense. We have a variety of plans, single story and two story homes. So we've really got something for everyone. And the nice thing about this product is that we can offer pricing within the same day. So if you walk in, you have a lot, I can show you the 9 floor plans that we offer. I can give you pricing for those plans, and then we can actually sit down and go through the selections, and we've got everything is priced out a la carte, so you can basically build your home kind of a semi-custom kind of build experience. And at the end of the day, I can give you a to-the-penny price for what that home will cost you.
Hey, cool. So that's really neat. Yeah. Even on where our lot is, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. Tim just touched on one of the main advantages of Branch Out, and the reason we're offering it is we have a custom home division. It's Echelon Custom Homes. But one of the deterrents...
Top notch, by the way. I mean, I still recall the day I went over there to meet all the Echelon folks and take a tour of the building and see the work. It was cool.
Thank you. But one of the reasons many people are fearful of the custom home process because it's overwhelming. You know, people say, okay, well, what do I do now? I have to design a home. Who am I going to design it with? And I don't know how to design a home. So... And the other thing they have to do is choose all their finishes, and it's a really involved, time-consuming, often overwhelming process.
Mm-hmm.
So the great thing about Branch Out is it makes it much simpler. It's more simple for the client. It's more simple for the realtor. If there's a realtor involved, they can take their client in to see us. We can choose from the 9 plans and literally part it out right then and there, choose their granite, choose everything else, and they can have a price within 2 hours.
let me share just a quick story with you.
Sure.
To kind of prove that point.
Tim Green again, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's all right.
So I was approached by one of our customers. He had been working with another builder for over a year, and they hadn't even gotten him a completed design yet for his home. He came to me out of pure frustration and
said... No wonder you hear couples say, if you're still married after this process, good luck. You know, they make jokes like that.
Exactly. So he came to me and said, I really need help. I want to build a home. I want to take advantage of the low interest rates. I know the building material prices are increasing. I really want to get this process started, or actually I want to get it completed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can you help me out? I said, sure. So within 2 months... We went through the entire selections process, had him under contract, and we started his home in the next 30 days.
Nice.
So we really were able to take this experience that was overwhelming for
him.
He's
been peddling around for over a year.
Over a year. And so for within two and a half months, we'll have his home under construction for him.
All right. And you mentioned, I want to ask you again about the real estate agents that might be listening to us right now. Chris talked about it a little bit, but... You know, if people are shopping for a new home, they should come see you.
Absolutely.
Their agent should bring them to you.
Absolutely. So if and the nice thing about what we have here with this product is if an agent has a lot listing that they're trying to sell, come talk to me. I can pair that lot up with one of our homes, and so they can market that lot sort of as a lot home package, if you will.
Yeah.
It makes the property a little bit more attractive when you can actually demonstrate that a home can go on it, and you can give the customer an all-in price,
right,
and say, here's what it would cost for the home and the lot.
And again, it sounds like the way you have it set up is they can actually see that home too, because you have these models in various places, I guess.
Right? Yeah, out of the 9, we've got 3 operating models that are furnished that they can walk through, and then the other 6 homes you can usually find under construction in one of our 9 communities. So,
right. Why do people, you want people to act sooner than later, or now, if you will, and what are the reasons for acting now, Chris Schell?
I would say the main reason is the unknown about interest rates going forward. So anybody who's financing their house, I mean,
anybody, I don't know if they could get any lower.
I don't know if they can either, and they're so low right now. Even if they could get a little lower, the difference is marginal. You know, if we get the inflation that everybody's sort of expecting from the loose monetary policy, interest rates will rise and rise rapidly. We're not going to see them go up real slow. They're going to rise rapidly. And so you're sort of, you know, taking a chance if you don't do something soon. We're also seeing significant material price increases during the recession because construction basically went to 25% of what it was in 2005. A lot of plants shut down. A lot of plants were purchased to produce other goods. So there's a lot fewer plants building things or making things like drywall and stuff like that. So as soon as we saw an uptick, these prices went through the roof because they simply don't have the capacity to produce this stuff like they did before.
I'm glad you explained. I wondered that. I'd heard people talk about the price of boards and stuff going up a little bit, and yeah. I wondered why when building had not gone up, but that's the reason. It's gone up a little bit, but the demand, the supply wasn't meeting the demand.
Yeah, they might have had 20 factories before. Now they have 6.
Right. You know? So you're saying act now before those prices go higher.
Right. So not only are we going to see actual cost increases, but I'm sure builders are looking forward to the day where they can actually make money again. So they're going to raise prices, you know, and increase their margins as soon as the balance of power between buyer and seller becomes a little more even.
We're talking about this branch out division, which is hopefully exciting to some folks. If you've ever been to a Shell Brothers community and you've seen the Shell Brothers properties and what they build, if you like that, maybe you've never been, you should go. But if you like that, think about that on your lot is really the point here. And the 10 minutes has flown by. We have as a guest here Chris Shell and Tim Green, the branch out division of Shell Brothers, are building on your lot. Tim, I want people to get a hold of you now. You've already said why this service is valuable to the homeowner and real estate folks and why we should act now. So let's do it. Let's send people to Shell Brothers. How do we find you, contact you, that sort of thing?
The easiest way to do it is to log on to our website at shellbrothers.com, and that's S-C-H-E-L-L brothers.com. You can click on the branch out division link, or there's also one that says on your property, and you'll see a collage of our homes, and my contact information is there.
All right.
And if branch out isn't right for you, look for one of our other communities.
Yeah. Which we'll talk about in coming weeks, I'm sure, right? I would hope. Anyway, I'd like to do that. Shellbrothers.com, S-C-H-E-L-L, brothers.com. And it's neat to have Chris Shell in here and Tim Green. Good to see you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Shell Brothers, a branch out division on 92.7 WGMD 821.
I am George Barsi from Hollywood, Florida, and we're hoping